Beep boop, 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 beep boop. Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants. So I had to come up with my own intro because Gage isn't here to play the music.
Gage.
Yeah, he is doing one of two things, Mitch. Oh, and by the way, everyone, Mitch is back today.
I'm back.
He's back, baby. Hand claps. Also, Gage isn't here to do the... Yours just sounded like people were banging in the background.
Probably just sounded like ball slapping, but, you know.
Yeah, wet ball slaps.
We're going to have a ball slapping good time, so.
We are. Gage is doing one of two things, man. Either he is thoroughly enjoying himself out in Alaska, camping in the wild, watching the grizzly bears eat salmon while he eats off of the raw land, hunts rabbits, snakes, maybe cooks a hot pocket every now and then.
Yeah.
That he found out in the wild.
Right.
Stumbled across it in a wild berry bush.
A bear cave.
Where they keep hot pockets.
Yeah.
What kind of, if you were to guess, what do you think a grizzly bear's favorite kind of hot pocket is? Caliente pocket.
What if they had salmon hot pockets?
Ugh. Woof.
I gotta see what hot pocket flavors they have now.
I mean, I'd probably vomit, first of all.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty disgusting. But you're probably correct. I mean, if there was a salmon hot pocket, that probably is what it would be going after, huh?
I mean, would you say that turkey is the salmon of the land?
Yes.
Because they have deli which thaw or heat cold... No, turkey and Colby hot pockets now.
Oh, I was like, dude, did you... I thought you were about to tell me that they've invented cold pockets. That you can eat a hot pocket cold. And I was like,
well,
that defeats the purpose of the brand.
I mean, you thaw it. So, it'd be kind of cold probably by the time you ate it.
Is it still wrapped in the same wrapping? Like, the same crust?
It looks slightly different.
Like, it would have to be thinner, I would feel like.
No, it looks thicker.
What?
It looks like there's more dough.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to attach a poll to this podcast. Go over to Anchor or Spotify. Vote for if you would eat a thick ham cold pocket with... way too much breading, you know, because sometimes I mean, you get those hot pockets where you're like, you take a bite and you're like, shit, I cooked this for probably like 30 seconds too long. And like all the sauce is just like hard and boiled away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do
people cook hot pockets in the oven? Isn't that one of the ways to cook them?
Yeah, but who's going to wait like 30 minutes for a hot pocket.
Yeah, I feel like they're supposed to be eating quick, which means microwave for efficiency.
Yeah. Like, there's those certain meals, man, that you put them in the microwave for far too long, and they just become so disgusting. Like, 15 seconds, 30 seconds too much. Hot pockets is one of those where it's just like...
Yeah.
Ugh. It's just, the shell becomes hard. The sauce on the inside has, like, boiled away, you know? Same thing with pizza rolls. Pizza rolls do the same thing.
Yeah, you got 2 minutes of cooking it where it's, like, ice cold. But then all of a sudden there's, like, a very rapidly approaching limit of how much longer you can cook that hot pocket.
Yeah.
After the two-minute mark.
Yeah. But if you have too many hot pockets on the plate, it's impossible. You can't cook three hot pockets on one plate because then you have this issue where you've got the inside cold, the outside hot, and ain't nobody got time to be rotating three Hot Pockets in the microwave all in the middle of a cook, you know?
Well, maybe then what you do is you throw one in the oven, one in the microwave, then you can eat the microwave one right away, or two in the oven if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Or two in the microwave if you like thought you were going to pound through those two really quick, or that first one really quick. There's just so many different ways to enjoy your Hot Pockets.
I can't remember the last time I ate a Hot Pocket, man. It's been a really long time.
Yeah, I know.
You know what me and you used to eat all the time in high school were the mini pizzas.
Everything pizza related.
Yeah.
Red Baron mini pizzas, the pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets, yeah, bagel bites, pizza rolls.
we've named all the primary selling quick foods of Red Baron and just nothing but pizza related. But the
calzones, the miniature calzones of frozen pizza.
Remember those mini pizzas though, dude? And those things kind of same way. So annoying. You cook it for like 2 minutes. The outside is like fucking magma. In the inside, like the cheese hasn't even melted yet.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like ice cold. Literally ice cold.
Ice cold. You cook it for 30 seconds more. The outside is now as hard as a rock.
And yeah, it's turned into a brick.
Yeah. And the inside cheese is like maybe there. 30 seconds more. And like the crust is like black because it burnt up on the outside. And now the inside is like lukewarm. Those things were temperamental, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like even the bagel bites too.
Yeah.
Because it was like impossible to get them evenly cooked. And like to get the center ones cooked to a nice, you know, temperature, you had to sacrifice the outside ones.
You had to sacrifice them, man. It's pizza rolls is the only thing that I have like mastered in where I know the exact amount of time, the exact placement on the plate, where the plate gets placed inside of the microwave, how to cook it all just like perfectly. And then how you have to eat the plate even matters. So
yeah.
If you have one full plate and it goes in the dead center of the microwave, it has to be about 3 minutes, 45 seconds in my microwave. And then the ones on the outside are ridiculously hot. So you have to start in the center of the plate and kind of like spiral your way out to the outside. Otherwise, the outside is just too hot still.
Wow. So on Hot Pockets website, they have cooking instructions for every single Hot Pocket. And they provide microwave, air fryer for even crispier crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Conventional oven.
I never thought about that, man. Huh.
You know, Sarah and I just got an air fryer. Maybe I go buy some Hot Pockets just to see what the air fryer Hot Pockets turn out to be like.
I think you should, man. And let us know how they turn out, because I'm very curious now. Me and Margaret have fallen in love with the air fryer. It's a cool thing to have. It's not like a lifestyle that you should live by any means, but it's very convenient. That's all, you know. French fries, dude, just a small handful of French fries in the basket. It's perfect little serving size. If you yourself just wants to cook like one hamburger for lunch,
yeah,
French fries in the air fryer. Save your life.
Yeah. Have you done like wings in the air fryer?
Yes. But they take way too long. Not worth it. Deep fry them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to convince Sarah that I'm going to give her a really romantic meal, and it's going to be pizza three ways. It's just going to be Hot Pockets. One way is microwaved. One way is air fried. The other is in the oven.
Super romantic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just and then I should take a bottle of ranch and just
dump it all over the meal.
Yeah, but like in a very artsy kind of way, like kind of drizzle it across.
Yeah, are you like you have to put it in the spoon and then you pour it on the plate and then you take the spoon and like push it across the plate?
Yeah, you know? And then you got to come up with just a really intricate way of like presenting it to her and being like, today we have imported bread from Italy that was handmade and marinated in a fine tomato sauce.
A tomato puree.
That was puree. Yeah, that was seasoned with the fine herbs of the west coast of California. Then finished with, I don't know, some fancy way to say pepperonis, and then present to her
a spicy, thinly sliced pork and beef combination.
Yeah. And then that's when you hand her the Hot Pocket that was microwaved for 30 seconds too long. And it tastes like
Enjoy,
a brick.
Madame.
A powdery brick. Because that's all it is now.
So anyways, right. Yeah, Gage is either eating Hot Pockets.
or he's the Hot Pocket.
Eaten. Yeah.
He's been eaten by the bear because he was the Hot Pocket. So good for him, though, you know? I think he gets back. I don't remember when he gets back. He gets back sometime later this week. Beats me. But Godspeed to him. So, Mitch, yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Always good to have you back on the show, man.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. So, I had a question for you, Mitch. Because I've never talked about this with Gage. Because I don't think Gage's and mine and yours video game taste is all just a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
Gage is a little bit more than I would say mine and yours. Me and you are probably a little more in line with each other just since we grew up playing video games together. But I was watching YouTube and I came across just this interesting topic that I never really stopped to think about until I saw this short. But what do you think, Mitch? And I find it interesting because it took me a little bit of time to really kind of think back to, you know, the 2000s, mid-2000s, to really come up with my own list here. But if you were to rank, Mitch, some of the worst, most brutal, hateful gaming communities that you've ever been a part of, what would you say are some of the worst gaming communities? And I'll start out with just two gaming communities that are pretty toxic, I guess, in terms of, you know, the community. Number one on my list would be Halo, the Halo community. Everyone just calls each other a faggot and stupid and dumb and you piece of shit and teabags each other, and like there is zero friendships when it comes to playing Halo online. That shit doesn't exist. Incredibly competitive. Even when me and you were playing, I don't even know how much there was in terms of camaraderie, even, you know, a little bit when we were playing teams, but it's a lot of just, you know, sticky grenade into the face and
it's
probably
just
toxic.
Everyone kind of reverts back to their caveman barbaric ways.
Yeah.
You know, and really just is going for blood.
Yeah. Yep. Number two on my list, Call of Duty, right behind it. Almost exact same people, exact same community, exact same just general vibe. Everyone's just blowing each other up with grenades and then calling each other names and then running off and then doing the same thing until someone rage quits and chucks a keyboard through a window, and, you know, and that's the community. That's community right there.
Yeah.
So
that's what brings people together.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. Nothing beats a good rage quit video, dude, on YouTube. So what are some of the most hateful communities, toxic communities that you feel like you've ever been a part of or played in?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first thing that came to mind for me was definitely like Call of Duty. I feel like Call of Duty is a little bit worse than Halo. Because I feel like, I mean, for starters, I feel like Call of Duty was a lot more popular. And so there's a lot more kids playing, which just made it even more annoying and worse.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, even though at one point I was one of those kids playing, you know.
doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing.
Talking tons of shit.
Oh, teabagging people. I mean, I still even. Yeah, I got Call of Duty.
Teabag?
I got Call of Duty Cold War, Black Ops Cold War for free for the month of July. And my first game of multiplayer, I couldn't help but teabag someone because they kept jump shooting, and I killed them every time, and it got so annoying. And it was in a round of search and destroy, so it's like you die once and then you're done playing for that round.
Yeah.
And I literally got the kill cam where I kill the guy, I teabag him, and then I go kill someone else, and then I finally get taken down. But
that's hilarious.
And then I couldn't help watching that replay thinking like, man, I can't believe I just did that. I feel ashamed of myself. But you know.
But that's the community though. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, because then you jump into Diablo 3 and then immediately someone's like, I'm a noob, can you power level me? And you're like, dude, I will play with you for the next 5 hours. I'm gonna get you up to Paragon level 300 and I'm gonna give you tons of free stuff. Even though I just got done teabagging like 5 12-year-olds. That doesn't sound right. I just got done teabagging a whole bunch of people at Call of Duty. You know?
Yeah.
You know, that's just how video games are, though. What are some other toxic communities?
The most toxic gaming community that I've ever experienced is League of Legends. League of Legends is just, like, the absolute... And, you know, I'm sorry for everyone that listens, that plays League of Legends, but there's a good chance that you're probably a piece of shit, too, so... No, the people of League of Legends are just, like... Fuck, dude. They are, like, so brutal. They fucking scream at everyone. They, like, hate all of their teammates all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason I ever played it was because, like, one of my college roommates was into it.
Yeah.
And so I tried playing with them a couple of times. And, like, I mean, I definitely wasn't good enough because, yeah, I would only ever get screamed at by the fucking people on my team all the time talking about how much I fucking suck dick all the time.
Yeah.
How I should just go kill myself. Yeah. And that's literally the game chat all the time. Even if you're good, but you're having a bad game, people just like lose their fucking shit.
This article that I have pulled up, Mitch, would happen to agree with you and the YouTube video that I watched, which was a guy that just created his own list, also said that League of Legends is by far the worst, most toxic community of all time. And that...
Yeah.
Nothing comes close to it, which just goes to show that I wonder as a developer, as a creator, as like a owner of the game, how you would feel about like creating this game where everyone just like hates each other so insanely much.
Well, I mean, they get a ton of it too, you know, because they'll go and like make some change to like one skill on a character.
Yeah.
And, like, thousands of fucking incel nerds will come screaming into the forums, sending all these hate mail death threats to the developers for making this change and ruining their main character.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, man, you send out one last final, like, you know what? We'll just cancel the game. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. We're closing the servers.
Yeah, you guys are all assholes. I don't care about this. Closing the servers. We're shutting the game down. You all suck anyways, so... You know, go teabag someone in Call of Duty. Then I'm pretty sure you've played this game before, Mitch. Me personally, not really so much, but Dota.
I mean, Dota is pretty much the exact same as League of Legends. It's like literally the same exact same game, just different heroes.
Yep. Dota 2 apparently makes the list as number 2 of one of the worst gaming communities.
It's something about those battle arena games, I guess, that just really bring out the worst in people.
Well, here you go. You pretty much just said it, my friend. The games that took spots 3, 4, and 6 was CSGO in number 3, Halo, number 4, number 6, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Bunch of battle arena games, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe all of that.
Number 7 was Call of Duty. We're going to backtrack to number 5. This one doesn't surprise me because I could see where this would get, pretty bad. But just fighting games in general, like Tekken and Street Fighter, I could see those being incredibly competitive. People just talking massive, massive amounts of shit.
Dude, Sarah talks a bunch of shit to me whenever we go play a fucking street fighting game. And
in
she always
life?
Kicks my ass, too, yeah.
IRL?
She always beats me. IRL. She beats the shit out of me all the time.
IRL, bro, that's the worst, God. I haven't made it there yet in my relationship, so.
I mean, I asked for it, and it's in a safe space, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I give her the safe word, and she stopped, so it's all good.
Yeah, Gage and Kat have a similar setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, safe words beat each other up. It's all good, though.
Yeah. It's about communication.
It is. It really is. And then this one, Mitch, which you would probably know this one also. Rocket League made the list.
Oh, my God, dude. Rocket League is the fucking worst. Rocket League is so bad. It's not as bad as League of Legends, but because it's like Rocket League, you know, everyone plays with controller. And so no one's really, like, typing out stuff. But, like, the number one thing that people will do is there's a quick chat command for what a save. And yeah. Every time they score on you, they will spam that. What a save, what a save, what a save. And, like, if they're way better than you, then, yeah, you just, like, it just fills up with them saying what a save to you. And just, like, you know, it's like the teabag, essentially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the teabag of Rocket League.
Just to annoy the living crap out of whoever it is that you're playing against. And then this one, maybe you would know this one. I unfortunately never played this game. I can say that CSGO, yes, I've played bad. Halo, bad. Obviously, Fortnite, played a little bit of bad. Call of Duty, bad. Rocket League, I've watched a lot of people play bad. These last two, man, kind of surprised me. All right. I'm going to jump to number 10 because I guess this one is still in line with all the other games. It's just the gaming style. Overwatch. Apparently Overwatch is really bad too. Personally, never really got into Overwatch. Just was not even that I didn't have an interest. I just never really got into it. Apparently that gaming community is pretty bad.
It definitely can be. You know, because it's like, obviously, you know, it's with like all these games, you got ranked and then you got like the casual play. And there's people that even in casual play are like getting way pissed off over stuff when it's an unranked game. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
It's like it's literally an arcade game and people are like typing out fucking shit. All caps, angry, screaming at people. Not capping the point or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then this one really kind of surprises me, man. I don't really understand this one, but Hearthstone, the Blizzard-like card game.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, hard to imagine, but incredibly toxic behavior coming from a card game. While Activision Blizzard, other esports games, Overwatch has several measures in place to prevent communication abuse, Hearthstone's tools are preemptively limited to 6 voluntary emotes. The most threatening produce a short, snarky quip from your character. So, apparently, dude, it's just people sending crappy emojis to each other, just hating on each other while playing a dumb card game.
Nice.
That I don't understand whatsoever. I mean, but as I sit here and I think about it, is it like playing Monopoly? You know? You flip the fucking table because you're just so pissed that the game is just taking so long. Like, I just don't.
I mean, like, did you ever, back in the day when you're playing Pokemon, would you get like toxic like against the player that you were like
a little
playing
bit
against?
Yeah, you get pissed
exactly
and rage quit.
Like.
Yeah, grab all of your shit and leave. You know, there wasn't a lot you could do. You were like face to face with the guy. Like you can't, you know,
Yeah, right.
You can't do too much. You had to control yourself in playing Pokemon, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to the other end of the spectrum now. What are some of the best gaming communities that you've ever played in that you feel genuinely have some of the best people, the nicest, most helpful people that just, you know, want to help out, play, they're nice, they're genuine, they just, there's like very little hate?
I mean, like you said, Diablo is pretty, because it's, there's not really any PvP in it, you know? Or at least there wasn't, now there is, but like in Diablo 3 it was...
Yeah.
Normally if someone wanted a power level, they could get one within like 30 minutes, someone would offer to give them one.
Yeah, pretty quickly. Yeah.
I got Forza Horizon 4 for the during the Steam summer sale, and I've been playing that a lot, and people just like sit there like at the start of like a good drifting spot and wait for someone to pull up, and then you just pull up and you guys just start drifting down the road together. That's a great time.
That sounds pretty fun, man. That does sound like a really good time.
And then obviously, you know, you can do the racing part and stuff too, and people can get kind of shitty during that. Yeah. I know like people hate rammers in that game, people that'll just like fly through turns and like ram you way off course, but
right.
At least in free roam, people are pretty
just relaxed.
Enjoying the game, you know?
Yeah. And that's I guess when back in the day when I was playing more racing games, man, yeah, I could definitely see that's those were pretty relaxed communities. And yeah, I would agree, Diablo, man, incredibly relaxed, helpful community in all aspects. So I kind of have a genre of video games, I would say, man, that are generally pretty relaxed. City building communities, like the City Skylines community, Farthest Frontier community. I mean, all of those, right? It would take you forever to go online and try and find like hateful comments about someone talking shit about someone else's city. Like,
what can you possibly say? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Your city is bad. Idiot.
Oh my god. That's where it's just like, yeah, there's not really anything out there, man. Like, if you're looking for like one of the chillest games of all time with the chillest community of all time, pick any city builder. There's like nothing out there. Another very supportive community full of angry people. Right? This is one that hits the sweet spot. Everyone involved went from 0 to 100 the minute that the game flipped on. But if you go online, you'll find a very supportive community. Elden Ring, Dark Souls, Sekiro. Everyone's just rage quitting left and right. And then they go watch YouTube videos and everyone's like, yeah, man, so this is how you do it. I understand. It took me 100 tries. Trust me. I know.
Yeah.
It took me 3 days because I kept getting pissed and chucking my controller through the window and I have to go to the store and buy a new one. But this is how I did it when I beat it. Let me know how your story goes. I appreciate
and then you,
it.
And then you have that like subsection of people that do the PvP and like invade worlds, and then they'll like taunt people and like be shitty, but then the entire community can get together and be like, yeah, fuck those people. They're so annoying.
They're so annoying.
I fucking
annoying.
Hate them.
Yeah. It's a very supportive community full of people that went 0 to 100 within 5 minutes of starting up the game. Very humorous to watch, though, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
But otherwise, man, there's not too many other real online games, I guess, that I play to say. Like, Payday 2 was very, very relaxed community, good community to play in, you know. Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead, no. That's, like, kind of in that zone of almost Call of Duty. Everyone just hates each other, blows each other up. And
yeah, everyone's killing each other all the time.
Killing each other. Yeah, there's no such thing as a peaceful game of of Grand Theft Auto. So, any other games you wanted to add to that list?
I mean, I was just looking through my, you know, games played. Sea of Thieves has kind of an awful community. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, or it's kind of like, yeah, it's exactly like Elden Ring, where, like, everyone online is, like, really friendly.
Yeah.
But everyone that you run into in the game, like, is trying to kill you.
Yeah.
And there's, like, you cannot find anyone that fucking is just, like, friendly in the game. At least I never find anyone that's just friendly. Also, the NBA, like, 2K, I feel like really actually any 2K. Sports... Any sports games, just really toxic communities.
Yeah, you know, which I can definitely, I guess, vouch for that too, man, because you've got, you know, our buddy Tyler, who he plays just nothing but Madden, and he's such a bitch, dude. It pisses me off even. Just even, like, thinking about it. Because what he'll do is he'll invite you over to his house and be like, hey, man, yeah, you want to have a chill night? Just, you know, maybe, I don't know, have, like, a couple beers.
And yeah, a couple beers, maybe a couple shots.
Hang out and just... And then you're like, yeah, I could do that. And he'll even turn, like, the simplest of games that are just, like, supposed to be fun and chill into just, like, miserable. Hey, man. Yeah, I, you know, haven't played Tony Hawk Skater 2 in a while. Do you want to play some, like, horse or something? And then he will just, like, wreck you by, like, 5 million points.
Yeah.
And then he'll literally, like, you know.
By the way, he's like, fuck you, bitch. You suck at this game.
He'll fucking teabag you, you know? And then, and he does the same thing in Madden. He's like, well, I don't know, man. Just, you know, I was just thinking... You just want to play a friendly, lighthearted game of
just a quick game.
And then when the score is like 42-7 and you quit and you're like, fuck this, fuck you, this isn't fun, he'll be like, what, dude? I don't even understand. It's not my fault. You suck at the game. And you're just like, this is why I don't fucking play with you, man. And he asks me, like, every day for the past, like, 6 years, I swear. He's like, why won't you play with me? And I'm like, because I've seen the way that you play. You're an asshole, and I don't want to play with you. And then he will... Oh, this is even better, dude. His Xbox Live account is signed in on my computer, so I see all the messages he sends out and the messages that people send to him when he's playing. He is such a dick, dude. He will, like... He will beat someone so bad that they, like, rage quit. I wonder if I can actually pull it up real quick. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. He'll get people to just literally get so pissed they'll rage quit. And then he'll just send them these, like, shitty little messages like, what, bro? You mad, bro? Ha, ha, ha. Sucks to suck, dick. And just, like...
shit.
You know, and you're just like, God damn, man. Like,
it's just like literally one of the worst kinds of people.
Yeah, dude. You're just like, here's one. He's just, all he says, he beat this guy called, I don't know, Lil Draco. He quit because he got pissed. He's like, bruh, why you quit, bruh? Here's another one. He just sends emojis. Peace out, crying, laughing, rolling over, laughing. That's it. That's all he said. Just a bunch of shithead fucking emojis. God. Here's another one. Dude rage quits. Trash.
Oh, God. He's evil. He's straight up evil.
Straight evil, man. He is one of those guys. And that's why I will never play Madden. But Madden, it's full of those people. And he asked me why I don't want to go play that game. I'm like, answer's right in front of you, homie.
Yeah.
You are the answer.
Why don't you pull up the last message you sent to someone over Xbox Live? And that'll give you the answer.
Yeah, I play enough angry video games as it is. I don't need to add another one to my bucket list.
Yeah.
So, what else do you got? Anything else?
No, I think that's about it. That's all okay. I can think of. I'm sure there's more out there, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to the next one. I would play my little intro for a video game review, 5-minute video game reviews, but again, Sir Gopher Gage is not here. So we are moving on to video game reviews, Mitch, because this is a video game that, damn, I wanted to play, and I never got around to it, and I still need to borrow your console and this video game in order to do this. So this will happen maybe near future. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe while you're doing all these house projects, it'd be a good time for me to borrow it, especially while you're super time consumed with other video games. But Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom? Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears.
Tears of the Kingdom. Weeping. The Weeping Kingdom.
Yeah. Actually, that name's kind of metal. They should have made it that. The Weeping Kingdom.
The Weeping Kingdom. Ooh. Death metal intro and shit. What, I need an honest, quick 5-minute review, and I would like to hear, how was the combat in the game? How does it compare to Breath of the Wild along the lines of storytelling? How were the general mechanics? Did they add anything kind of like new and interesting? And the overall difficulty of it, was it harder than Breath of the Wild? And which one did you think is a better game? Weeping Kingdom or Breath of the Wild? Ready, go.
Oh man, that's really hard to say, because it's crazy because it's like the exact same game, but it's very different. They change it enough that it feels like a very unique game. It's really hard to say which one is better too, because the mechanics are so different. Because like the biggest thing that they add in this one is crafting. Like this entire game is about crafting stuff, and so it's really cool because it makes literally everything like have more of a purpose. You know, animal parts do different things other than just making elixirs.
Sure.
And you know, like there's animal parts that like are swords and animal parts that are hammers, and that's like good for mining, and animal parts that are like axes that are better for like cutting down trees and stuff.
Sure.
You know, so it's like all the weapons are like degraded, and so you have to craft to make the weapons actually like kind of good. You know, you could go find like the best weapon that you possibly could from Breath of the Wild, and it would be like a quarter as good because of like the degradation that's going on. But it's, you know, like you mix it with the right stuff and it becomes a really powerful weapon. So it's just like, it's a fun new twist on the game that, like I said, it adds a lot more to the game. And like I like, if you watch some of the videos online of like what people are doing, like with what they're crafting and like how they're using everything, like I feel like I am like not even beginner level crafting. People build up like straight up. I saw someone build like an AT-AT from Star Wars.
What?
Yeah, and they like walk around in it. Yeah, and they like shoot fucking like cannonballs out of it that like blow up goblins. Yeah.
No way.
Like people build some of the like craziest shit I have like ever like never would have thought of building in this game, but you can like literally build anything that you can think of, which is just like such a cool, you know, little little thing that people can do.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I didn't know. And it like straight up works.
Like I said, and that's just like, you know, not even 1% of all the stuff that people have built.
Yeah, this dude built a boat. What in the world? Dude, this is crazy. I didn't even realize you could, like, I knew that there was crafting in the game. I didn't realize it was that extensive, though. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. They also really changed the map in a way where there's now three different, like, levels. which is really nice, because there's, you know, there's the normal Hyrule Kingdom. It's pretty much the same. There's, like, you know, small changes here and there that you kind of notice, but it still all feels the same. But now there's, like, a sky level. You know, all this land rose up into the sky, and there's, like, all these little sky islands that you can travel around between. You know, it's a lot of fun to, like, transport between them, because you'll, like, transport up to a sky island, and then you can just, like, jump off of it and skydive.
Oh, okay.
And then they added an underground area, which what I learned was actually supposed to be in Breath of the Wild, but because of the limited capabilities of the Wii U, they pushed it to the next game. But yeah, the underground area is like super cool, because it's like completely dark, and there's just like cool little mechanics down there where, like, you know, all the shrines on the surface are connected to shrines down there, which light up the underground. And the more places you get, the more lit up areas become, and the easier it is to see. But, like, otherwise, it's completely pitch black.
Okay.
And because of, like, they do a better job making the different elements of, like, you know, heat and cold, and, like, the underground and you know, being up in the air. Like, you need to be more prepared. And so, like, there's a bigger focus on crafting and making sure you have, like, the right potions for stuff, and your food that, you know, does the right things for you. Like, you can get potions or food that will make you glow to help you see, or otherwise you can just collect seeds that, like, you can throw and they'll light up the area.
Okay.
Or, you know, and you also need, like, to worry about gloom, which, you know, can, like, permanently remove your health until you get back into the sunlight. So you want potions that can either get rid of it or, like, give you immunity for it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the way that they change the game and, like, change a big focus into, like, crafting makes it feel like a very unique and different game compared to the first one, because they did such a better job making players, like, need to do this. Whereas, like, in the Breath of the Wild, it's just, like, fish and hearty truffle, and cook that 100 times, and, like, you know, you have meals that restore your health. Whereas now it's like you really need to actually, like, focus on making sure you have all this different stuff.
Okay. Did the game end up being a lot longer than Breath of the Wild?
I think it's about the same. I'm actually still playing through it, because I've been going a lot slower with it. I think it is longer because there is just more area to cover.
Yeah.
You know, there's Hyrule, there's the Sky Islands, and then there's the, like, underground, the caverns, or whatever they call it.
Okay.
So there's just, like, a lot more to explore and a lot more to do.
Yeah.
The story feels darker, which I like, personally. There's kind of a lot more sense of, like, doom and gloom compared to Breath of the Wild. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, the one thing that I don't like about it, though, is that they have a companion mechanic. And that's where you get, like, your powers after beating, you know, bosses. And, like, they are, like, physical companions that follow you around. And those mechanics are a little awkward. I'm not crazy about them, but that's, like, literally my only complaint about the whole game.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then it sounds like obviously they were two very, very different games, but which one would you say is better?
Because
from at least what I've read online, it seems to be that the general consensus is that, I mean, both games are very good in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
In that Breath of the Wild just did such an amazing job introducing something so new to us to begin with.
Yeah.
In that world of Zelda. But that ultimately, Tears of the Kingdom was better.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think if I had to choose between, like, only playing one of them ever again, and never playing the other one ever again, I'd probably choose Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
But it's, exactly like you said, that, like, Breath of the Wild just does such a good job, like, bringing this new, entirely new type of, like, Zelda adventure.
Well,
and Tears of the Kingdom is more of the same thing, but they expand so much on it that it definitely is... They definitely made it some improvements.
Yeah, and the way that I see it too, man, is, you know, we've talked about it on the podcast, but the way that I view rating games too breaks down to a lot of, if the game is replayable, and if you think that you could actually go back and play it again, and like even Breath of the Wild, I mean, it's up there in one of my top 10 favorite video games. I would say that, you know, have been released in the past, whatever, 10, 15 years even. I have a hard time, though. I've tried to go back and play it, like, a second time, and it was kind of hard because of more so, like, I beat the ever-living shit out of the game. I don't think that there was, like, a single thing that I didn't do in the game. Like, I actually beat Breath of the Wild to 100%. And not saying that, you know, not all games, man, are like that, where you get it to 100% and then you feel like just stopping. I've gotten, I beat Ocarina of Time to 100% probably like 3 times.
Yeah.
You know? Breath of the Wild, I don't know what it was, man. I just had a really hard time going back and play it. Do you feel like Tears of the Kingdom, you could go back and replay it?
I think if I did like 100%, I would definitely need a good break between it playing again because it's...
Sure.
It's just like Breath of the Wild. It's just like... There's, like, literally so much to do that it's, you know... Like, especially for me, when it comes to, like, starting a game again, and if it's a game that I 100%ed, then it's like, holy fuck, I have, like, so much to do to get back to where I was, you know, in my last playthrough. And it's, like, very overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I think, again, because of the, like, crafting aspect of the game... It does at least provide a better opportunity to, like, when you go back to try and do things differently, you know, and solve puzzles differently, because it's, you know, I've solved puzzles one way, and then I've, like, seen videos online of how people did stuff, and it's like, oh yeah, I didn't think of that, and it's like, it could have been a really a much simpler solution, or it could have been a much more complicated solution, but intricate. But
okay,
yeah, there's probably, I would say, more replayability at least in Tears of the Kingdom than there is Breath of the Wild.
Okay, and that's good to know. That just means that I need to come grab your console and game just that much quicker.
I still need to beat it. I should probably get on that.
Sounds like you're playing Horizon 4 and Diablo 4, though. Kind of busy with those.
I haven't been playing that much Diablo 4, though. That's, you know, part of that problem.
I've noticed. It's a little sad. I thought you were going to play it a little more. Not going to lie.
I started playing it.
Hurt me down deep.
I started playing it, and then realized the problem is that I just find my druid character kind of boring. And I think that's why I've been having a hard time getting, like, back into it. And then I saw the patch notes for the new season, and I saw that they, like, nerfed literally every character. And it made me... Because the next build I wanted to do was Sorcerer. And it sounds like they nerfed the shit out of... ever-living shit out of the Sorcerer. That, no one's happy with it.
So, we'll dump right into the next topic. We'll
take a big old dump on the topic.
So yeah, the community, man, was really frustrated. The newest patch that came out for Diablo 4, it wrecked the game in such a way for a lot of people that builds that people didn't feel were broken and were just really fun because they had worked at getting that build to that point, got nerfed so hard that they can't even do like Uber Lilith now.
Yeah.
And People are mad because they made the sorcerer that was already weak and broken even more weak and broken than it already was.
Yeah.
I can say that the druid build is not, it's not gone. It was not nerfed so hard to the point of like, it's unplayable. It's actually still one of the best classes out there, but you're right in that you may have chose the worst class for a starting character for someone that isn't a super diehard Diablo-like fan, you know. You probably would have been best picking, out of all of a man, honestly, the rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rogue is such an insanely fun class. Everyone loves the rogue, and it's not a broken... They're not, like, nerfing it. They're not really buffing it. Like, it's actually set a very solid bar of where Blizzard actually wants the other characters to be at. The problem with the druid is, like, the druid is so slow to level and start out. Like, it's painful. I'm actually doing a druid for Season 1. And, dude, I got to, like, level 30, and I had to stop. And I just went and made a rogue. I was
That's exactly what happened to me, except I just stopped playing. I got to, like, 32, and I was just like, I can't anymore. I've lost my interest in this game.
See, I went and played rogue for, like, a couple of hours, and then I stopped playing for the afternoon. Then I went back today, and I started playing druid again. Because I've definitely come to realize, like, there's definitely this barrier, man, between 30 and 50 that's really hard to push through. But then once you get up to 50, then that's when the fun really actually begins for the druid, and it becomes, like, OP. And usually 50 is kind of where, not where most characters start to fall short, but I think it's actually, like, after 50 is when I actually started getting bored with my rogue. Because I had so much fun with an OP rogue so early on, because it destroys everything, dude, for so long. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes almost too squishy after 50. And the same play style gets boring. The druid, you have to change it up. You have to have a new build. And that's when the real game kind of starts for druid, is once you hit that level 50. But you have to push through that barrier. If you don't get to that barrier, like, yeah, you probably, it's leaving probably sour taste in your mouth, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So, but according to these new patch notes, there's patch 1.1.1 that's supposed to be coming out here in the next, like, week or two. And they'll be fixing the sorcerer. The dev team dedicated to stating that they will fix the sorcerer. They are going to give it some massive buffs. They are going to increase the amount of XP that all characters are basically gaining across the board, so it doesn't feel so slow and painful.
Mm.
You know, especially for, like, druid and barbs, basically.
Yeah.
So maybe, and luckily this season, it goes all the way to like middle or end of October. So even if, Mitch, maybe you don't want to go back and play it right now and you finish up, you know, Forza, or you go finish up, like, Zelda, you could come back and, like, call it a week or 2 weeks when the new patch drops, and you might actually enjoy it a little bit more. But you do need to do one of two things, though. You do need to go either onto your Eternal account and go beat the campaign real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can start a seasonal character, or if you don't think you're going to start a seasonal character at all, just keep playing Eternal Realm. But maybe beat the campaign with your druid and then go start a rogue and skip the campaign and then just go enjoy the game for what it's worth. You know,
I thought I saw that you could start, you didn't have to beat the campaign to start a seasonal character.
You don't, but then you have to play the campaign all over again.
Oh, okay.
If you beat the campaign with your druid now, then you could start the season with and skip the campaign.
Okay.
And that's what I would recommend. And even if, let's just say, man, you really just want to get through it to start the season, I mean, you could play through it and then just go back and watch, like, all the video clips online or whatever.
Are there four acts in Diablo?
Five. Total five.
Mm. I'm in Act 4 right now. Yeah. Oh, and part of the reason why I like could not get back into it is because for some reason every time I go into the area for Act 4, my game starts lagging into complete shit. I can run around in every other area and it's fine, but I get to add the Act 4 area and it just starts like, yeah, jumping around.
Well, so once we're done recording here in just a little bit, we'll jump online and see if that's still the case or not, because they've released a lot of patches. You know, it might be fixed. So, but yeah, Diablo 4, man, it's kind of one of those things, man. This is another community that I'd love to discuss, man. Supportive community of each other, but the community loves to hate the developers, and I don't know why. It is frustrating how much people love to just go on to Reddit and just blow up the developers over stupid random shit. There's like an entire subreddit just bitching about mounts and horses. Like, why?
That's a really weird, like, small thing to get super upset about.
Yeah, right? You think the developers fucking care to go into your subreddit to listen about how you don't like the mounts because you think that the speeds aren't adjustable? Bro, they've got other things to be dealing with than your bitchiness over the mount, in that you want a fucking pink horse or that you want a skinny druid. Like, they've got like other balancing issues and bugs and like end game content and fix the game. Yeah, dude, like, they're not gonna cater to your adjustable colored horse before we get to actually like having a little more of a balanced game. But at least me personally, man, I think that the game was very well made. I personally enjoy it. The other thing that I think drives me nuts is that the quote-unquote Diablo community and these people that are just like on Reddit complaining, they complain like they're like, yeah, I'm just the common gamer. I play daily for 8 hours. Like, bro, you're not a common gamer,
just,
man.
Just like everyone else.
Yeah, you're not a common gamer. You know who's a common gamer? Me and you. The guy that has a 9-to-5 job with a house or family, and I'm lucky if I get to play Diablo for like 1 to 4 hours a week.
Yeah. You know?
I would say I'm the very common player. Just a cash dad that wants to like sit down every now and then with a cold beer and jump online for a little bit. You know, these guys that are like already 1,000 hours deep into Diablo, like, bro, you ain't the common player. You've overplayed it. That's your problem. You need to move on. You know. So that's my take on Diablo. You got anything to add to that?
No.
No.
I don't think so. All right.
I got one more thing that I got to bring up. I think, bro, I'm slowly starting to get carpal tunnel.
Oh, yeah. Too much gaming?
Not gaming. I think it's more so because my job, I sit at the computer a lot, typing up emails and doing computer work and all this kind of stuff, man. And on top of that, it's just, I don't know, construction stuff, swinging hammers, all this kind of, you know, tools, blah, blah, blah.
Can't you get workers' comp for that?
I have no idea. Generally, they send you to, like, therapy first to see if, you know, you can get it to go away.
Right.
You got to go do these exercises, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to share my screen with you, Mitch, because I thought that this was really funny. So, here is the tendon gliding exercise. With your palm, whatever, facing side to side in your hands, I guess your fingers pointing up, bend them down and then shoot them out, and then bring them in and then shoot them up, and then bring them down and then shoot them parallel and then up and out, right?
Yeah, okay. That's a dance move.
Yeah. And then the next one, just curl the fingers. Just curl the fingers. Then make a fist. Make a fist, right?
And then hit your kid.
And then we come over to the active hand Xer illustrations. Now, this is where I cracked up because I'm a five-year-old.
Fucking got him.
That they put this picture of all pictures on the list of exercises to do. Does that symbol, Mitch, does that even have like a technical term to it? Or you hold your index finger to your thumb to make the ring and you got the three fingers out?
I feel like it does, but
it's just the universal got 'em sign, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then you like, you know, if your friend looks at it, you punch him in the arm.
Yeah. Yeah. That one. So,
and back in the day, it would also be you're gay because you looked at my nuts.
That's how it was back in the day. But times have changed now.
Yeah. I don't think people do that anymore because, you know, it's 2023. Can't laugh at gay people anymore. So.
No, because we've got kings, queens, and everything in between. So this.
Betweens.
We have this active hand exercise illustration, and the Gotham symbol is like just smack dab in the middle of the page, like it was meant to be there or something. It's ridiculous.
That would have been funny if, like, I don't suppose that they like do this in like company wide like meetings for you, do they?
No, definitely not. They just probably expect you to, you know, reach out to your supervisor if you're feeling discomfort sitting at your desk or whatever it might be.
Yeah, because I've definitely, I can't remember which company it was, but one of my past companies literally had this in like, you know, a company-wide meeting, just like that HR was leading. And it would be funny if like during the meeting, after that slide comes on, they just like randomly punch someone and just like, got him.
Fucking got him. Yeah. Neither of my companies have ever done it, but it's one of those things. I'm really close to my boss, so I'm not going to really go and complain about it, but I may kind of fuck with them and mention it to them and just kind of mess with them. Tell them I contacted HR that I might sue Toll Brothers for like $5 million for carpal tunnel and just see what comes of it, you know? Did you meet him?
I don't think so.
When we were at the water park last weekend or 2 weekends ago? No, you showed up after he left. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, he's become a close friend. So I may just fuck with him just to see where it leads. Who knows?
That'd be fun.
But it's slowly happening though, Mitch. And it's what's frustrating too. I may just have to try Diablo on the controller. Because you can do that on PC, but
right.
It was even just earlier today, man. I was like sitting here trying to play Diablo, and it was just like, you know, I was right clicking with the middle finger. It was just kind of starting to hurt. I could just feel the pain kind of shoot up my arm, and it was like, oh no, oh no,
man, yeah, that's the worst.
Yep.
I feel like I used to kind of have carpal tunnel a little bit, but I got rid of it somehow.
Yeah, this is the first time in my life I've ever had it, or like even had the idea that maybe I have it. So we'll see what comes of that. You know, more to come. So, Mitch, you got anything else?
No.
All right.
Protect your wrists. Make sure you do your stretches, people.
Protect the wrist. Stretch it. Stretch it hard. Stretch it real good.
Yeah.
Next, I don't know if it's next week or the following week, Mitch. But when Gahe gets back into town, do you remember the burrito place that I took you to off of Lincoln Rudy's burritos. 925. Fatty breakfast burritos. Me and you went there maybe like once or twice.
I can't say I do.
No. So we'll have to, me and Gage are going to go out there. I was telling Gage about how these are like amazing breakfast burritos, and me and him just got this Trader Joe's Green Dragon hot sauce. And mine and Gage's goal is to see if we can find or at least come up with a list of some of the best breakfast burritos around town. Good times. We're gonna slowly die. I don't know about that. We'll test it out. We'll go see. Compared to Rudy's.
Oh man, have you never had Good Times breakfast burritos?
Oh, I have. Yeah, but compared to Rudy's though, we'll just have to see. We're gonna buy like 10 breakfast burritos, sit down, and just eat all of them at once.
Yeah.
With a ton of hot sauce, and see how like the afternoon goes.
Yeah. And then drink like a 2 cups of coffee and then start podcasting and see who can last the longest.
I don't expect that podcast episode to last very long. I'll give that'll be a 15-minute episode.
Yeah.
We'll all be fighting for the bathroom at that point. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us, Mitch. Good to have you. Good seeing you.
It's fun to be back.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube. Not you, Mitch, the listeners. If you haven't, we're still posting tons of content. We've got lots of goodies and over there. Actually, you know what, Mitch? You need to go check out our YouTube channel, too.
I've been watching some videos.
Okay. Good to know. Otherwise, we'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Cheers.
Later.